every retreat there is always a penitential site. That's why I am here. Father Henry's homily was kind of introductory talk too, but I'm going to give you a few more ideas, not too many, because everybody's tired after being traveling for many hours, and then I don't want to make this first day too long for you. In order to have a good retreat, or I am afraid to call it spiritual exercises because they are so short that we don't have time. We meant to say spirit, and then it's gone. And we don't have even time to pronounce the whole thing, spiritual exercises. We need at least 4 days in order to say that, but we can call it silent retreat, trying to tend to be spiritual exercises. But anyway, in every retreat, it is important to discover that God is searching for us. And that's a really important idea. God is searching for me. Sometimes difficult to believe, but it's the doctrine of the Church. I'm going to read you just a couple sentences of the Catechism of the Catholic Church when it's talking about prayer. Whether we realize it or not, prayer is the encounter of God's thirst with ours. God thirsts that we may thirst for Him. God is thirsty for you. Then He's telling us, like He said to the Samaritan woman, give me to drink. Give me to drink. Then maybe you are coming to this retreat, waiting for God to give you to drink, and He will. But He's also asking you to give Him to drink. And always in a spiritual life, we need to realize that prayer is a gift from God. It's not that we can do our prayer, or that we can pray by ourselves. We need the grace of God. Without the grace of God, you can do nothing. And especially when we are talking about spiritual life, and especially about prayer. Without the grace of God, you can do nothing. Then the Catechism says also that humility is the foundation of prayer. Another important attitude these days, humility. You cannot be demanding from God. God, give me this. God, give me that. And the Catechism says also, put in St. Augustine, man is a beggar before God. And this is the right attitude, to be a beggar. And to realize that God is passing beside you these days, this weekend, He's passing. And as the blind man of Jericho, we need to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He's passing. Call Him from the bosom of your heart and ask Him to have mercy on you, to touch your heart, to allow you to know Him and to know yourself before His eyes. In order to have this personal encounter, the Catechism here has also a very nice sentence. He's explaining whole structure of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, you know, the creed, the sacraments, the moral life, liturgy, prayer. Then all of that is the Christian mystery, we participate in through prayer. God wants to enter in our hearts. God wants to live in us. He wants us to live, to share His divine life. We will talk about that abundantly. But that can only be, that can only happen through prayer. God is talking to us as a friend is talking to His friends. Then this first idea, know that God is searching for you, He's looking for you, He's thirsting for you. Second, an attitude of humility, a beggar before God. The third idea, silence. This is a difficult part of the retreat because usually we are not very used to being in silence. Generally speaking, there is a great fear for silence. You go into your house and nobody's there, immediately, maybe the TV on, the radio, music. We are afraid to be alone, to be in silence. Because usually when we are in silence, we can see ourselves. We can't talk to anybody except to God. And that's why this spirit of silence is so important in a retreat. Silence is not just to be, to have your lips closed. In Spain sometimes I was preaching some spiritual exercises to the members of the home, of the mother there. And I was telling the married couples, you know, to live in silence is not to whisper. Husband or the wife are best. We are in a silent retreat. Yes, yes. It's not that, okay? It's to keep silence, a real silence, and to be alone with God. Even if you have your wife beside you or your husband, it's to be alone with the Lord, because this personal relationship is personal. It's personal. Will be beneficial for the marriage, but you both need to grow individually in your personal relationship with Christ. Then this silence is very important. Interior silence to control your imagination, not to allow your head to be flying around here and there, to take your little trips, come back. Yes? To be focused in the Lord. To be in silence with creatures so that the Creator can talk to you. Pope Benedict said that this silence touches our own prayer life in two directions. The first is the one that concerns the acceptance of the Word of God. Inward and outward silence are necessary if we are to be able to hear this Word. And in our time, this point is particularly difficult for us. In fact, ours is an era that does not encourage recollection. Indeed, one sometimes gets the impression that people are frightened of being cut off, even for an instant, from the torrent of words and images that mark and fill the day. And this is a very common experience for all of us. Then, that effort to keep silence would be very important to have a fruitful retreat. Some other ideas is that we are not here to get feelings. That's a very common idea and very false idea too. I want to feel the Lord. I want to feel this, I want to feel that. At the end of the retreat, we evaluate the retreat according with our feelings.
I felt, I don't know what, and it was a good retreat. I felt nothing, and it was a bad retreat. And that's a very wrong way to evaluate a retreat. Because feelings are like the, let's say, less important part of our personality. Then sometimes we can be really dry. We don't feel anything, but we come to understand with our intellect, enlightened by faith, what the Lord wants us to do. Then it doesn't matter if I feel or if I don't feel. As soon as I know what the Lord wants me to do, and as soon as I get the grace, the strength to do it, to accomplish it, then that's a good retreat. And feelings can be or cannot be, but they are not important. Another important attitude is the one of effort. And St. Ignatius is talking about spiritual exercises. He says, the same way that we have like physical exercises, running or jumping, we have spiritual exercises. And both, they imply effort. Then you have to be tired at the end of the day, because you have been doing the effort to pray. You have been doing the effort to conquer your tendency to superficiality. Usually, when I was a child, I remember when we were in a swimming pool, you have a ball, and you introduce the ball into the water, you have to be holding it there. As soon as you don't hold it, the ball is just jumping out. And that's happening to us. Exactly the same. We have strong tendency to superficiality. Then we need to be holding our attention, our heart, into God, into prayer. Because if we don't do the effort to hold our soul there, immediately our mind is jumping out, and we are again on the surface. Then the effort to pray, the effort to look for God, the effort to have that recollection is necessary. Is the part that we can do to prepare ourselves, to dispose ourselves to receive the gift of prayer. It's important to know how to wait. To wait the time of God. We cannot say, God, now, do it now. You need to wait. God is God. God knows when and how. Could be now, could be tomorrow, could be in 2 years. But He will give you what you need at the right time. And here, also coming that idea of humility. Humility. Wait for the time of God. Another important idea to have during the retreat, a great good spirit and generosity with God. We are not here, if you are here just out of curiosity, to know just by curiosity what the Lord wants you to do, but you are not ready to do it, then He's not going to tell you. Because He's not here to satisfy your curiosity. But He's here to show you the path of sanctity. Then you have to have that spirit of obedience, generosity, and an open soul. With this great spirit, not to put limits, to say, I will give you just a little bit.
If you tell the Lord, Lord, ask me whatever, but I want to give it to you, and give me the grace to give it to you, then He will be also generous in showing His will in giving His grace. And as Father Henry mentioned before, this weekend, a retreat is a time of examination also. Examination of our lives and the light of the Word of God before the Lord. To look at myself before the Lord. There is a short prayer that you can say. It's coming also from the Confessions of St. Augustine. Nobody me, nobody te. Latin means that I may know you, Lord, that I may know myself. That we can have the grace to know who God is, and that I have the grace to know who am I before the eyes of God. And finally, to make it short, Our Lady. Father Henry mentioned that before. There is no better guide for a retreat than Our Blessed Mother, because she was like the perfect model in receiving the Word. If we talk about humility, there she is, the handmaid of the Lord. She humbled in herself. If we talk about the spirit of prayer, she's a model of recollection, woman of silence. If we talk about generosity to God, to receive the Word. In the encyclical letter, like Lumen Fidei, Pope Francis said that a Blessed Mother is like the good soil in the parable of the sower. She was ready to receive the Word, to receive the seed. And she was producing a hundredfold. Then she is our better model. And she's also our good mother. She will be with us, with each one of us, teaching us the way, teaching us the attitude, and teaching us how to listen and how to respond to the Word of God in our lives. And she can also teach us how to give flesh to the Word, to make it life, to give life to the Word of God in our lives.